Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for Saturday, September 14th, 2024. Kicking off with the promising world of autonomous vehicles, insights from Howden Re suggest a revolution brewing in the insurance industry. The increasing adoption of self-driving cars is projected to complicate insurance claims. As we start shifting liability from human drivers to advanced technology, product liability insurance might soon overshadow traditional motor insurance. This evolution paints a complex picture for courts, insurance providers alike, when they get to the task of identifying faults in autonomous vehicle incidents. Will humans and autonomous vehicles coexist peacefully on the roads by 2030, when half of all new vehicles are forecasted to be electric and many bearing self-drive capabilities? Time will tell. Turning now to the ever-evolving threat from cybercrime, law firm DLA Piper warns that the rise of artificial intelligence is empowering cybercriminals. We're seeing an increase in sophisticated phishing emails and deepfake verification calls thanks to advanced generative AI models. It's disturbing to note that Australia hasn't been spared either, with major breaches impacting millions. This presents quite a challenge for organizations around the globe, a large number of which reported struggling to implement robust digital security measures. As Australia endeavors to become the safest nation cyberwise by 2030, it calls for stringent regulations and regular risk assessments. Amidst these cyber threats, cybersecurity firm Coalition has advanced a step further by unveiling Coalition Re. This innovative reinsurance intermediary, backed by providers like Aspen, aims to facilitate profound understanding of cyber risks amongst carriers. Utilizing a detailed approach for pricing non-proportional reinsurance contracts, Coalition Re also offers an extensive product suite exclusively for Coalition's active cyber insurance policyholders. Ultimately, the platform is helping provide increased clarity in the somewhat murky cyber risk waters. Lastly, despite recent losses, superannuation giant Australian Super remains determined to continue investing in private equity. Their optimism can be traced back to strong returns they've seen in the past. However, the substantial investment loss in Pluralsight has sparked a debate over governance and valuation flaws in superannuation funds. It's a learning curve that is now directing internal discussions toward enhanced governance and diversified investment strategies. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority is actively working on strengthening investment governance to prevent any future financial setbacks. And that wraps up your latest on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For more details, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing a financially secure future for all Australians.